something else which you want to talk about, I gather, is something which has been haunting many people for some time, and that's to do with the beaches and the chiringuitos and the lifeguards.
Well, this is a we have to this is a situation that had not happened in the last 20 years, and it's incredible that it's happening. Only 1 month to start the summer season, and Orihuela coastal residents and tourists faced a situation like this. It's an attitude, I think, of irresponsibility shown by Martina Sawyer, councillor for the coast, but especially by the mayor, Montserrat Guillén, in relation to the lifeguard service. But that's nothing actually compared to the scandal occurred during the beach bars and services tender that has revealed three serious problems that need to be addressed as a matter of urgency. The season starts on the 15th of June and nothing is sorted and nothing seems to be moving. The lifeguards apparently is being put off our tender end of last week, but we feel quite sad about it because it's going to be more expensive. The town hall is going to pay more money to the company that runs the lifeguard services, but also this company will provide less means that will have to be supplied by the town hall, which will make even more expensive the cost. But anyway, we expect that to be finalized by the 15th of June, because of course our beaches, we hold the blue flags, the queue of quality awards and everything, and we need a lifeguard, a proper lifeguard service in our beaches, and especially our residents and tourists. That's basic. So well, we'll see what happened, but we're not happy with the tender because it's going to cost more money to the town hall than previous years. In regards to the chiringuitos, to the beach bars and the beach services, the problems we have at the moment is, first, none of the 11 beaches in Orihuela Costa have beach services, which includes beach bars, hammocks, umbrellas, pedal boats, jet skis, at the moment. They should have been in place in March 15th, so we haven't got that service, and that has an influence and an effect on the blue flags and the quality of the services provided in our beaches. Second problem we face is that the preferred company by the government, because they've said this will be the company that will have the contract, has a current debt of 1.1 million euros with the town hall that has been eventually claimed once the press made public this issue. And the third problem we see is that, for me, Martina, it has to be explained immediately in clear terms why Martina Sawyer, councillor for Orihuela Costa, and Montserrat Guillén, mayor of Orihuela, both from the Green Party, both from Los Verdes, awarded this contract in the first place in March 2013 directly to this company, extending for one more year the previous contract awarded in 2006 and without following any legal and public tender. I mean, especially considering and bearing in mind that during that extension, during that year, this company obtained the queue of quality that was requested in the tender. Everything seems clear to have a case of everything is being tailor-made. Everything is being tailor-made. But the decision should have been taken immediately. It's clear, the law is clear, if a company has debts with the public administration, the social security, the inland revenue, or the town hall in this case, cannot even apply for the tender. So in this case, we have to be explained, or it has to be explained, why this company was allowed to be one of the bidders, and also why they're given the option to still get the contract for another 7 years. This has to be explained, and I think it's the corpse in the wardrobe that at the moment has this government.
Right. I mean, just thinking about the actual award of the contract, one of the other things which keeps coming up is this Q for Quality Award. But again, Martin Ashura was explaining only last week that it's not only about the Q for Quality, there's also the ISOs, which again, you and I have spoken about in length in the past. None of the other businesses who bid for the work even had the ISO. They had absolutely no quality standards whatsoever, whereas the company that's awarded it have. So that's the first point. And secondly, there is a proven track record of the company that's been awarded with it. That, I mean, they were there during your time, you were quite happy with the performances, etc. So they're a good company, and they're good for the Orwella Custer, aren't they?
Yeah, but in the public contracts, you cannot decide which company is going to run a service just because you like that company or because the company is good. You know, it's a public tender. Same opportunities for everyone. And the issue is... one thing is the ISO awards, which any company apply for. They have a length in time. You have not to renew it every year. So, but the Q of Quality, in this case, was obtained, as I said before, in the year in 2013, March 2013 and June 2013. That means that by June 2014, this company would have to start renewing the certificate. So, in fact, they don't have now the certificates, the Q of Quality certificate. It was a made-up process. It was a tailor-made. And they extended the contract for 1 year without a tender in February, March 2013. And they were able to obtain this Q of Quality award. That's a fact. That's not something that I'm just, you know, saying. It's a fact. They obtained this Q of Quality award in this date. But also, why it's so important to hold a Q of Quality award for a beach bar services to put beers and to put tips or crisps to their tourists. And it's not necessary to have a Q of Quality award for the lifeguards company. That's why I wonder why. Why it's not important that the company that runs the service for the lifeguards doesn't hold a Q of Quality. Everything seems and you know, it's clear that the process, the whole tender was made up and was tailor-made for one company to obtain it. I'm not saying the company is bad. The company can perform good. But you don't have to forget, you can forget that this company has not paid fees that they should have paid to the town hall. And they owe 1.1 million euros to the town hall. Despite this, the government, Mayor Monserrat Guillén, and Councillor Martina Sir are still willing to give the contract to this company. They have not stopped the tender. That should have been, you know, in a clear democratic system as we are, or as we are supposed to be, this should be the case. The tender should have been stopped and a new tender should have started. Or at least, you know, or this company should have been claimed before they bid for the tender. They bid for the contract. That's what I believe. That's what I think. That's the way things should have been done in this case, and they're not. And someone has to explain. Someone has to explain why. Why in April, Mayor Monserrat said this company will be awarded with the contract. Yes or yes. Someone should explain that. Someone should explain why the Councillor for Contracts from the PSOE said this has been a perfect proceeding. This has been an exemplary tender. And it's not. I mean, they've jumped. They've broken the regulations. They've broken the law, because the law is very clear. If a company owes money to the public administration, they cannot be allowed to bid. That's it. And that's the rules for everyone. I'm not saying anything wrong about the company. I'm saying that the proceeding, followed by the town hall, followed by Monserrat Guillén, Martina Sawyer and Victor Ruiz from the contracts department, have been wrong, completely wrong, have been illegal. And this is going to end up in the courts, in the criminal courts.
In touch, in tune.
It's a complete mix.
More music than any other local radio.
It's different.
You're in touch and in tune with Excite Radio.